You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 40. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Beyond the High Road.
Well, hey, y'all. In the Healing Reinvention Program this month of July, we are doing how to live your purpose. You pick the purpose that you want to designate as yours, whether that's something that's been on your heart for a long time or it's something that you come up with. You're going to learn how to pick your now purpose or your forever purpose. And then I help you to develop it over the month and live in a steadfast, deliberate way. Live into your purpose. Every human on this earth, we get bored if we do not have purpose, okay? Our brains get so bored with that. You have to have a goal, okay? Challenge yourself every day. It's so healthy for you to direct your mind, living intentionally, right? It's constructive, purposeful, which actually brings me to the topic for today. Today, I wanted to talk about, I'm going to push that one episode I was telling you I was doing research on. I'm going to push that off again because I had a little bit of inspiration over the holiday weekend, I guess that was. That was the weirdest beginning to a week, having the holiday, the 4th of July holiday on a Tuesday, right? Because every day is a work day for me because, which is a blessing and a curse, you know? But it's still that I still operate on the traditional weekend schedule sort of thing, 5-day work week. So it was an odd week, I'm sure for a lot of you as well. If you're here in the US, happy 4th of July. We have a lot of Canadian listeners. If you're in Canada, then happy belated Canada Day. So anyway, over the holiday weekend, I had a little inspiration. And for those of you who don't follow me on social media, then I'm just going to give you a little backstory. So I was on 4th of July on Tuesday. I was in the car at a stoplight. I was thinking about something for y'all. I was like thinking about social media, like how can I contribute to my people? And I was like, what does Independence Day mean to me? Like, when do I feel like I was free? And then it hit me all of a sudden. It was a defining moment in my recovery from all of this. You guys have heard me describe this before, but for those of you who haven't, it was the day that I was on a run in Texas Hill Country. And if y'all that aren't familiar with Texas, Texas is a very flat state, except for Austin and the surrounding areas. It is called the Texas Hill Country. It is very hilly. And I lived in this house with many other homes, but like on top of this Texas-sized mountain. And I guess I just mean by that, it wasn't like the Rocky Mountains, but it was like, you know, a very steep, large hill with big cliffs that go down, lead out to a big lake. So anyway, the reason I give you all of that description is because I was on a run, my first run since maybe years before. I had been in that over 2-year long depression where I was sedentary. Like I went from teaching 18 fitness classes a week to on my couch all day, maybe taking 14 steps a day, which is funny, not funny. But I would wake up, you know, roll out of bed at around 9:30 or 10, and then basically crawl out to downstairs to the living room and park my ass on the couch where I stayed in my blanket with my pets until around 1:30 or 2 in the afternoon. And then I would maybe get up. And in the depths of the depression, it was just that I would go to the fridge and back. I was in a place, right? But anyway, so as I was emerging from that, and I had started taking some steps to heal, but I hadn't seen anywhere near the progress that I was soon to see. And so I had gone out for my first run in years. And like I said, it's very hilly, very steep inclines where I am. About a mile and a half into this run, I had hit the top of the mountain, the hill, and I was going like on a straightaway. And I guess maybe the dopamine and endorphins kicked in, possibly was a runner's high. It doesn't matter. I had a spiritual experience. And as I'm physically jogging on top of this mountain, I have this vision for how I wanted the website to look, which I'm still working on today, for this new business, this business that I'm doing right now that I had not created yet. I just found so much clarity about what I was doing, where I was going, and like that there was a purpose to all of this mess I was in. I actually envisioned being like through the darkness and looking back on all of the wreckage, all of the casualties, carnage, or however you want to say it. It was like I was looking back on all of the darkness. Like I pictured it like almost like a spooky sort of graveyard that was behind me. That vision just came to me. And although I had so much more work and like my real world to go through at that moment on the top of that hill, that mountain, I knew that my worst was behind me, that I had finally emerged and was like seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. To this day, and it's a very vivid, clear, spiritual, and defining moment in my whole entire life. And that moment provided me with so much peace and resolve and clarity, like about why I'd gone through what I'd gone through and where I was going. Like, I didn't have all the answers, but I got some really clear pictures in my head and it all came at once. It's crazy. I ended up, now, mind you, I told you I hadn't been jogging or doing anything for at least 2 years, nothing, sedentary. That day I ran, I think it was almost 10 miles on these mountains, these crazy steep inclines, but I just kept going and going and going. And like I said, maybe it was the endorphins kicked in and the dopamine, right? But it was an amazing experience. And I remember jogging the last little few driveways, I guess, back up to my house where, by the way, my driveway to go up my driveway was like most trucks wouldn't pull up my driveway because it was that steep. But I jogged all the way up this driveway till I got to my front door. And I remember calling my dad as soon as I got there. And I was like, I'm through it. I'm past. I'm looking back at all of the disaster. I'm through it. I see the light. And for so long, I didn't. I really, truly thought I was in the thick of it, like in the thick of it. Like I was in like the darkest, so dark. It felt so evil and so... It felt like my own personal hell, like I was in the thick with serpents and snakes. And I know that maybe sounds dramatic, but that is the damn truth. Like, I want to cry thinking about it right now because it was such a terrible place I was in as a result of, it brings me to tears. Because of the suffering I was doing, you know, from alienation. And from the choices I made as a result of alienation, right? And the way that I felt, the things I was thinking, all of it, it was terrible. So anyway, that day was my defining moment. It was like a light switch that I went from still being in the thick of it, barely having any energy to put one foot in front of the other, to running 10 miles. I know this sounds crazy, but it's true. Running 10 miles, having these moments of clarity about exactly what I wanted my website to look like, the experience I wanted to provide to these future members and fellow struggling parents I wanted to help that I never even had envisioned or thought about before. It was amazing. So when I was at the stoplight just on Tuesday, I thought, how amazing would it be for you to make today or any day your day to declare your own independence, to declare yourself free from the hell that you may feel like you've been living in, right? How amazing would it be to decide that the person alienating your child from you does not hold any power over you anymore? What would it feel like to know that from here on out, you called all the shots in your life pertaining to how you think about your situation of alienation, how you think about your job if you're working, how you think about your friends and your loved ones and your family, and if you need to make new ones, how you think about that, how you think about your home and your image and all of these other things that come into your life and are interwoven to create the experience that you have on this earth. We cannot change the situation of alienation, right? We cannot change what is happening outside of us. Cannot make the alienator stop alienated. We cannot make a judge rule in our favor. We cannot make lawyers take our cases for the cost that we can pay. You know, all of these things that we cannot do, right? But what we can do, and what I think is so crazy for you not to take advantage of, is the powerful mind that you have. The way that you think directly affects and influences the way that you experience your time on this earth, okay? So yes, those things can happen, but you have the choice. You're either arguing with reality or you're using these circumstances, the situation of alienation and the way that these people are being, you're using these things to your advantage, okay? And that's what I want you to do, because it's one or the other, right? You're either fighting it, resisting what has already happened and what is happening outside of you, or you're using it to push you forward. Okay. It is one or the other. So what I plead, offer, pray, urge you to do is to use it all to your advantage. Use everything to your advantage. You can. My coach years ago provided me with a simple analogy. It stuck with me and I think it works fantastic. She said, you know, professional card players, poker players, they don't argue that they have a shitty hand. A professional poker player isn't going to just drop their cards and walk away from the tournament, right? They look at their cards and they see how everybody else is playing, how they're betting, what their facial expressions are doing, whether they're hitting, whether they're holding, right? They put all the factors into play for their own shitty hand or good hand. They take everything into consideration and they continue playing. What they do with it, whether they do fold that round, doesn't mean that they've actually gotten up from the table, thrown their cards and ran off, right? And that's what I'm suggesting that you do. Yes, there will be times where the hand does not look good, but the game's not over then. The game is not even near over. You have so many choices, so many opportunities, but you have to actually stay at the table and keep your eyes open in order to see them, to take advantage of those opportunities, okay? I think that it's so easy for us because, of course, what we're going through is, like I've said in recent past, it's not easy shit, okay? So it would be easy to go be on the couch and move 14 steps every day until you die. I get that, but it's too easy. And you know what? One day I also realized, maybe it was before this thing, maybe that's what got me on the run, but I was sitting on my couch one day and I was like, I am literally sitting on my couch watching life go by and getting older while life is happening all out there and I am sitting in here and I couldn't take it anymore. So, and I think maybe after that was the run, but yeah, I've been there. So I know you can do that or you can play your hands. You can play your hand through and out and on to the next hand, okay? And I am hoping, praying, offering, urging, nudging you to do the latter, to play the hand out, knowing another hand will be dealt soon, okay? You guys, maybe if you've heard one of my episodes, I did my analogy for Dora's backpack. And so this is what I think our lives are like. Each individual, each one of us, when we're born, gets our own Dora's backpack, our own kit, if you will, little kit that we have when we are born. And in that kit is everything we need for the rest of our lives until from the moment that we're born until the day that we pass away and leave this earth. Okay. And in that kit is like all of the tools, the maps, and all of the gadgets that we need in order to move through each of our individual challenges, right? Those individual challenges that we face, the way that I like to think about it is that these were not mistakes. These are all the challenges that are lined up on our specific path to get us, each one of us, to our individual next stage of life and ultimately ending up at the most evolved version that we, each one of us, is meant to be. It's different for everybody. But I like to trust that I have all of those tools in my backpack. Every tool, every map, every gadget that I need in order to go through each one of those challenges. The problem is that I just don't know what's in that backpack until I get to the challenge and try different tools, my skills. I have to try and I have to fail and I have to put some stuff back and try new stuff. And that is the experience of life, the failing, the pulling the stuff out and knowing, trusting that I have the right one in there. Maybe there's a secret zipper, but everything is with me. It is inside of me and it's inside of you. You have it. You possess everything you need right now to get through this. You just have to trust it. And you have to trust that this challenge that is there in front of you is there for your benefit. It is your curriculum for life. Okay. And yes, no, your neighbor and the person next door and your sister or brother or whoever out there that has a different backpack and a different curriculum, that is theirs. It's not supposed to be yours. If you tried to switch kids or switch your pathways, like if you tried to pull down their drawbridge and get to their waterfall, you'd be at the wrong place. You wouldn't have the right tools and equipment and all of the things that you needed. Okay. So this challenge of alienation, do I believe that you deserved it? No, nobody deserves it, right? But do I think that you can use it to your advantage? Abso-fucking-lutely. I don't see the disadvantage to thinking about it this way, because the alternative is that you sit on the couch, right? That you stay angry, under-earned because you're stuck in depression. The alternative is you poisoning your body with anger and resentment and making yourself sick. The most important thing is that you feel bitter and hurt and helpless and incapable. That is hell. That is hell. That's not you. Those things, all of things I just listed, that's not you. That's your primitive brain trying to keep you safe. So you have to use your executive functions to overcome, to make the choice to trust, to make the choice to keep trying, to play the hand out. Be your own advocate. Be your own advocate. For so many years, I, without even realizing it, unconsciously, I was very resentful at my father for not parenting properly, not providing more guidance to me. I blamed where I currently was and how I wasn't far enough along on my upbringing and how my father wasn't present. I didn't get the things that I needed. This comes back to Dora's backpack. I wasn't provided the things that I needed in order to get to my fullest. That is bullshit, I think now. For me, I don't like to think that, because you know what? It doesn't work for me. It only keeps me stuck wanting to change something that I can't change. I can't go and rent a time machine from Hertz down the road and go back and change how my dad parented me. I can't, right? What can I change? I can change my thinking. We are resilient as humans, right? And we are also resourceful. The brains that we have, our brains are so powerful. Your brain is the most powerful tool on this earth. You can use it to get you through this. Don't allow your upbringing or the situation of alienation to be what has power over you. And I know it's not easy, but I promise you, neither way is going to be easy. Either you're miserable and in your own personal hell, feeling helpless, afraid, stuck, debilitated, angry, confused, doubtful, all of the icky feelings of being stuck in a situation like alienation. It can be hard there, or it can be hard because you are facing challenges and failing and learning and succeeding and growing. What kind of hard would you prefer? One way you're living, the other way you just failed ahead of time. So I know, I'm sorry, I just got all kinds of passionate about this, but I know because I've been in that place. And so if you are especially hurting right now, if you are especially feeling blocked, feeling incapacitated, doubting yourself, feeling hopeless, helpless, all of that, please look at this. Ask yourself if you are where you want to be in every area of your life, not just in one. Am I where I want to be? Do I want to be further along? Then ask yourself why you aren't there yet. And if your answer is anything other than you, then I would lovingly urge you to come back and listen to this episode again. Okay, re-listen to the episode. Because this, folks, if you are in that place, this right here, this shift, it's all mental, right? But it can change your life forever. And it's just like that you can find your independence. In one day, you make the decision. That's all it is. Happiness is decision, and you're not going to be happy every day. That's for darn sure. But that you are choosing happiness over hopelessness, that you are choosing happiness over being feeling debilitated, feeling helpless, feeling angry, that is a choice. Be open to the possibilities, okay? I'm telling you, it's everything. Just refuse to allow yourself to accept the mediocre and the pitifulness. And it is, and I know because I have been there and I still am there on occasion, okay? So just know that when I say this, I'm not talking down. It is just the truth. The life that we lead when we are in this depression from something so severe like alienation, we end up feeling pitiful. We end up feeling helpless. We end up feeling defeated, right? And I know this is not what's meant for you, okay? So just that maybe this challenge is there to grow you, okay? That's how I like to think about it. This is the journey that was always supposed to happen. Now what? And not because you were a bad parent or that you made terrible decisions, any more terrible than any other parent on this universe, right? Everybody has made a mistake as a parent, sometimes repeated mistakes, okay? It just so happens that alienation, for whatever reason, like for me, I won't presume why you might be going through it, but for me, I know that nothing else would have caused me the discomfort that this did in order for me to grow in the way that I am supposed to, right? Nothing else would have, nothing. And I would have stayed, I'll tell you, I was living very unconsciously and I was oblivious, right? And so this woke me up. So I don't know why it happened for you. And I don't know that you need to know why it happened for you. It doesn't do anything. You don't need to know why. Just like I kind of think that a diagnosis is kind of pointless when we're talking about mental health. It's like, just let's get to the solution, right? Let's get to having you feel better, like from the inside out, right? So, and the way that you do that is by taking action and medication if you need it. But I'm saying the diagnosis is not needed for any personal resolve. You don't necessarily need to know why it happened for you. Just know that it did. So declare any day your Independence Day. That is the message today. And be your own advocate, okay? This is your life. Nobody else can live it for you. So play the hand through. Okay. Yeah, we're working on the month of July. We're working on your purpose in the Healing and Reinvention Program. And I just wanted to remind you guys that you don't have to wait for it to join in like the very beginning of the month or the very end. You can join whenever you like. And there's no pressure to be coached in front of people and on the same token. There is plenty of room for you to get coached pretty much as often as you like, because I make myself very available for the members. So, and then if you don't want any coaching, you don't have to have that either. The coaching just helps you to apply the principles and the tools that I teach you to your specific situation so that you can better and more quickly heal from your situation of alienation and the trauma that you might be carrying. So that's what basically the program as a whole does, is it helps you to heal, to start thinking about your life in a way that moves you forward and that frees you up from the awfulness that you might be feeling on the day-to-day basis. So that is all I have for you, you guys. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Okay, guys. Take care. Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm honored that you chose to share your time with me. If you like what you've been hearing and you want more, come join me in the new monthly membership, where we take the concepts that you hear about here and, using a logical framework, you learn to apply them to your specific situations, upgrading your thoughts and your life. even while experiencing the grief of alienation. For more information, go to beyondthehighroad.com. See you soon.